عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين.
درود و سلام علیک انجیل مقرآن. آیت پڑھی ہوئی ہے، جب وہ آیت پڑھی ہے پھر مستحب ہے کہ درود پڑھنا اور سلام بھی پڑھنا. After mentioning Ahad, Wallahu Ahad, this is also one of the quality and one of the name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahad, it refers to the oneness of Allah, that He is alone. There is no other deity, any one with any likeness. But some questions are raised, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next verse actually answers those questions. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and alone, and we human beings think that when a person is alone, so he is one, there can be deficiencies and shortcomings, and he might need help of other people, other things. He can be dependent upon other things and other creations. Like we human beings are one of the superior creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the creation which dwells on earth, but even this creation is dependent heavily and very heavily upon other creation and other means to exist and to continue to exist. Let aside that a human being needs blood to be alive. Not only that, but it also needs the certain level, certain pressure of the blood to exist. So you can just imagine about the delicacy and the need of the human being, how all the time they need. Ask those people whose blood pressure is high, or on the other hand the blood pressure is low, they can still fall unconscious and lose their life. And then in that there are different cells, they also need to exist. So when there is shortcoming, when their cells are not functioning rightly, or a particular kind of cell, white cell or red cell, or whichever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, they don't work well, still then a human being is actually very helpless and they can be bad for them. But this is only one thing. Blood. But head to toe, how many things are in the person? So you can see that how much the human being is dependent upon other means and other thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. The trees can withstand such heat and such cold human being can. If 5-6 degrees temperature goes higher, what comes the state of the body? If the person have a high temperature or they have a high fever, and if the outside temperature falls, still there is a problem, still there is discomfort. If outside temperature goes higher, still there is a problem. So if a person doesn't think, there is nothing to learn. There is nothing to learn. But if a person uses their mind to some extent, they can learn lessons from everything, from themselves, whatever is in themselves even, they can learn. Ask those people, I have a neighbor whose kidneys are not working very well, and they have to spend 8 hours every day or night doing purifying the water, removing the toxins. And it's not even blood transfusion, but other toxins. So 8 hours or 9 hours they have to connect to every day, 24 hours, because one function of the kidneys are not, they are not functioning as such. So imagine 8 hours every day, 9 hours every day they have to connect, and then it starts purifying. All night, all day passes, 8-9 hours, then still that person is not healthy as he was when his kidneys were working. But me and you have them. They are working. You eat and drink. All the poisonous substances, other things are good. But we don't even remember sometimes. Think 24 hours passes. 24 hours passes. We have actually, something has done, served us. Otherwise, we would have been in hospital 8 hours connected to the machine. But 24 hours passes, but maybe we never thought about kidneys. We are in other thoughts. What the liver does, so I can go on and on, and obviously you are the human beings as well, and you also can actually appreciate that. Similarly, jinnat, they also listen, shayateen are listening, jinnat also listen what we are saying. They have different kind of shortcomings, they have different kind of needs, they have different kind of systems to exist, but they are also dependent upon many things, like human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this blessing to us. Liver, heart, everything is working. And what we do in return? Oxygen, everything in your body, from your mind, brain is working. Your eyes are swimming in the fluid all the time, as the doctors tell that the eyes must actually be in the fluid 24 hours. It's like they are swimming all the time. They are little ponds, they are in the liquid. They are all the time swimming. If that fluid is not properly there, or it lessens, you can't blink comfortably. It hurts you very badly. And you can't see very well. So all the things are there, the eyes are doing their function, the hands are doing their function, the feet, the kidney, the internal and other organs are doing their functions. And what we do in return, we think about how we can disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can go against His command? What is the sin, in other words? It is a way to disobey Allah. It is a way to become rebellious towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of appreciating that this person hasn't got a headache, hasn't got earache, hasn't got any toothache, and everything is working, this person's dream life is coming. I wish I could have a palace, no matter I have to sell her. I wish I could marry that woman, no matter. Or I could want to have extra marital relationships. I wish I have that. So a person, instead of appreciating all these things, and he should think that how I can actually pay some of the debt or some of the thing back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan leads us as we follow. Shaitan leads us as we follow. How to become unthankful, how to become rebellious. And someone suddenly knows they have cancer or that something is not working, life falls apart. Oh, what can I do now? The doctor says you can maybe wait for death now. The wife of Fushiji, he cannot help you now. So all these things when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people, He wants people to become thankful, appreciative. And then Allah wants to give them more. It's not that He wants people to thank because He needs thankfulness. He doesn't need thankfulness. As I mentioned in the beginning, one of His names is As-Samad. Allahu Samad. Samad is the being who is not in need of anything, and everyone who is in need of Him. That is As-Samad, quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That who doesn't need anything, not worship, no glorification, no thankfulness, he is not in need of that. If we do, angels do, jinnat do, other creation do, they do for their own good. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man amila salihan fali nafsi. Whoever acts righteously, it is for him. It's for his own nafs. You are going to enjoy the pleasures of paradise, not the angels, not the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, will not touch the end of that. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And whoever disobeys, he will harm himself only. You and me are going to taste the punishment of the hell. And taste the drink, the hot, and scorching fire, and the drinks made of fire as well in the hellfire. It's me and you we are going, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not angels. They, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from them. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's quality, Allahu Samad, the one who is not in need of anything, and anyone, and everyone, and everything is in need of. Highest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the prophets and messengers. Even they all the time need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are even turning more than us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sahaba is one of the Majma'in. They said that the most often words we hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi. They said sometime in one majlis we'll hear this 70 times. In normal gathering, social gathering. Because really the Muslim does not have a part-time relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like he is in Namaz, or he is in Hajj and Umrah, he is very devoted, going for the Kaaba in the mosque, being very obedient. And when they are home, they think we are free now. We can put whatever channel we like now on the TV, we can put on. In the mosque, It is the channel, divine channel. We only see good things. And then there is a whole channel called channel me. And that is 24 hours. Me, I am. So Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they gave the lifestyle and pattern of life that people, you are not really a part-time servants of Allah. It is a full-time thing, but it is for a limited time, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Then, forever and ever, then whatever your nafs wants, you will get that. What your nafs enjoys, you will get that. But we want that enjoyment before them. We are not going to get it here, nor we will get it there. Because shaitan and the fear of death always at least there. Even in enjoyment, you can never stop thinking about that you are going to, you have to die, or this blessing might go away. So those people like a fruit which is not ripe, which is not fully grown, if you try to taste it in the first stages, be it an apple, be it mango, be it anything, when it's not ripe, when it's not the proper place of growth, when it becomes sweet and useful for human consumption, if you don't take it before, your taste will not be good. You are not going to enjoy the fruit. You are not going to enjoy the fruit. It will be bitter. It can be of any, it will be sore, it can be of any other use, but not, it won't give you that nourishment, it won't give you that enjoyment. Apple hai aapko ye khatta ho gaya, which is very, very sore. Abhi pakka nahi, it is not there. So you want to enjoy it before, you won't enjoy it. Another thing which happens is that you have not got an apple now to be there. You only have one chance. This your nafs is only one nafs. This your ruh is only one. Once you spoil it, once you let it enjoy whatever it wants prematurely, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you enjoy when you become mature. Meaning, what is this relationship of highest relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, attractiveness that people find towards opposite sex, towards women, women towards men. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ. But what is that most attractive relationship? When people are in their maybe late 20s, they are married, and then after 50, 55 years, their youthful age goes and responsibilities take over. In between, there are 20, 25 years of their youthful age. Even that, mostly, some people, mashallah, do enjoy. They live very, very good life. They fulfill the rights of each husband and wife. But majority, they don't. They do contract of marriage not because they want like each other. They do, that's what they say, but I am saying that really they don't. They do the contract of marriage to give each other a hard time. That how can we torture and how can we in these tiniest and the highest way actually give hard time to this person. That's what it seems when really I see people and when people mention the reality of the life in outside. So, I am saying that you have to do this, 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 you contracted actually, and you made a covenant to actually give comfort, that alone you are living in less comfort. Now when you both of you come together, there will be more comfort. That was the reason. for you to come together. But majority, more than half of people, they don't do that. So what I've indicated is that this is one of the most seductive relationships and seductive attitudes and attractiveness which human beings feel. Even that is not long lived. 20, 25 years after age, and then after, in that, I think there are ups and downs even in that relationship. Children grow up. So here, it's prematurely you are trying to enjoy. You cannot enjoy really. Here is just to fulfill the need. Like you have a need, you eat, you feel hungry. Similarly, there's a hunger of relationship, marital relationship. You fulfill your need and that's it. You really can't enjoy. It's a small world, small life, short life. You have many other responsibilities. You have a need, you go to Thailand and a need. That's it. So Allah Azzawajal does not stop us and does not want that we should not enjoy, but He wants us to enjoy maturely and for very, very long term and very, very lengthy period in the hereafter. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmahullah, the great saint of the Ummah, it is said that there will be none saintly person in the previous Ummah like him. That he holds a very superior and very unique place, not only in this Ummah, but also in the previous Ummah as well. He said that the person in Jannah, a person in Jannah, he will sleep with his poor wife for 700 years. That will be their normal length of sleeping. Because the life is not ending life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us actually to enjoy that life. But we prematurely like a fruit which is not ripe yet. We take it and it is destroyed. We don't ignore, eat it, and nor actually it is for any other such use now. So this your nafs really is like a fruit. Is like a fruit. But if it is nafse ummara, the nafs which incites towards evil, and you just act upon whatever it says, then you are heading for disaster. But if you let it mature and change into it, nafse mutmainna, the satisfied soul, the satisfied nafs, satisfied with what it has been created for, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is peace, tranquility, inner peace, tranquility there, and outer and inner in the hereafter. Here, the righteous people, also sinners, they also face outward tests and outward difficulty, righteous and sinners. Sometimes righteous people even face more tests, outward. But inwardly, they are content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah is Samad. He doesn't need. Who needs them? We need. We need Him. We need His power to exist, and we need His pleasure and everything which He has created for us. And we should seek refuge and protection from His wrath, His anger, and His punishment. And the way to do is the deeds. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love or become pleased with anything else. For example, houses, roads, the dunya, the wealth, He is not pleased. He is either pleased with deeds or displeased with deeds as well. Dependent upon what you do. Anyhow, all these things are small calls from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. Your liver, your body, your illnesses, your problems, your separation from parents, your separation from spouses, your financial difficulties, all these are calls from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you to come back. Because when Allah Zulzal is going to punish, it's not that He's going to punish unless the message has been conveyed by the messenger. One is the message which has been conveyed by the messengers, that is how to live your life. How to live your life and how to please Allah. And one is to alert you that you are not going right path. Oh servant, where you are going? One is to alert you all these difficulties and problems and tests and afflictions, be it financial, be it social, be it from people, be it health-wise, all these are cause. Every toothache is a cause to you. Every time you have fever, every time someone severes, cuts relationships with you, your best friend turns to your best enemy. That actually is a call to you, that you are relying on the wrong people. You are making friends of someone who really are not worthy of making friendship. Such a strong friendship, which only should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Such loyalty. Every separation of husband and wife, every divorce is a message to both of them that look, this was the relationship in this earth. After parents, husband and wife are the most closest people. If we are not to live together, we cannot give sukoon and comfort to each other, then we have a wrong idea of this life. We are mistaken. So, again I say, all these problems, people say, I have this problem now, I am not finding a job, I have this pain, and this is the problem. Yes, they are there. But know why they are there. They are calls, they are bells. They are calls from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to call you back. Yet they are alerting you that way you are going. This person who said, I said that, I don't have time for prayers, for dhikr, and now just one organ, my prayers, 8 hours I'm sitting with that kidney machine, and firstly I had 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour difficult to sit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His remembrance. I said, no, I can't. I'm too busy. I feel bored. But now, with a lifeless machine, I'm sitting 8 hours looking for Him. And if other organs also fail, then imagine what a person will do. 24 hours. But these calls really are calls of mercy. They are calls of mercy. Like a parent calls their children, like a teacher calls the student. All these calls, illnesses, diabetes, cancer, whatever it is a person is severely suffering, and whatever a person is going through, whichever dimension, this is your health. One is your marital health. Marital health means husband and wife, that can also deteriorate. One is your relationship and health with people, that can also deteriorate. One is financial health, that can also be ill financially as well. So all these kinds of really are illnesses, and really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that even these small things which comes to you as a result of your own deeds, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. These small things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, small kind of punishments which even come to you, they are لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my day and your day is same as yesterday. How can we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But this course of Sayyidina Muhammadiyya really, it puts you in the picture, because in one of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whose today is also like yesterday, he is also in loss. Meaning from the point of view of Iman, point of view of good deeds, yesterday and today is same. Prophet ﷺ indicated that person still is in nuksan, is in loss and is in harm. Jiska kal ka din aur aaj ka din ek jaisa raha, yani iman ka jo darja kal ka aaj bhi wahi level, amal ka good deeds ka jo darja kal amal kiye the aaj bhi usi tarah ke amal hai. To farmaya Rasulullah ﷺ ne ye banda bhi nuksan hai, चाहे कि आज वो गुनाह करना शुरू कर दे. सो दिस इज कोर्स ऑफ सेल्फ सैंक्टिफिकेशन रियली. व्हेन यू एवरीथिंग यू मेक इट टेल्स यू रियली दैट इज योर डे लाइक यस्टरडे और इज इट बेटर और इज इट वर्स. सो दीज आर स्मॉल कोर्स. Thankfulness, Bhantala or not, really that's your choice. You become ill, you turn to the doctor, go to the hospital. Where the real heat has come from. When you have a happy news, good news, someone passes exam, someone is married, someone has a daughter, has gone, or son has gone, or someone has a very good deal financially, they are for example have a good deal in business or they have found a good job. Khushi aati hai really, then also people turn. But who to their friend, they will phone, my best friend, I am really glad and I am really happy I have this. They will turn to their parents and say that we have got this, I have passed, I have this. Like problem was a problem, but you referred to only doctors and other places and other people. Similarly, blessings when come, a nemat, you enjoy something, you turn to other people, help other people, but the one who really sent it to you, you've not told him. You've not turned to him. You've not turned to him. The one really is not. Mom or friend or wife or brother or sister, you tell them. But the one who really sent it. And Rasulullah's blessed habit is mentioned in the hadith that whenever he will hear good news, he will prostrate in front of Allah. He will fall into prostration. He was turned into the originator, the one who really sent all these things. And the blessings. And with the tongue, he will say, Alhamdulillah. بِنِعْمَتِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whose power and whose facilitation all these good things actually come into existence. So both ways, our connection is cut with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there is a problem, you phone the police, you phone the doctor, you phone your spiritual guides and ulama, and you want ta'weel from them, but where is Allah? Who really sent him? That person who is going, he is also in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you are in need. So that is why when someone came to the Messenger of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when someone came and you would ask him that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I have a need, what shall I do? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should do wudu and you should pray two rakat nafl, two rakat, and recite the dua of hajar, the prayer of need. Preferably, Prophet ﷺ mentioned the last part of the night. ये जो सलातुल हाजत आप पढ़ते हैं, नमाज़े हाजत सुनते हैं, ये क्या है? This is a gift from Prophet ﷺ. That's what he told the Ummah, the Sahaba, that when you have given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we unfortunately, in the time of misery, we will contact all other people, but not Allah. In the time of comfort, blessing, someone has been given another day's life, another year's life, for example. They're celebrating their birthday, or they have other good news. The one person who they have forgotten is Allah. And they have remembered all others. They have sent cards to this person, my friend John, you are my work colleague, please come to my party, I have graduated. Oh, this is my cousin Vaseem, oh, you also come. And the person again and again is here. That I must not forget anyone important which I have a relationship. So thinking after thinking, you have called. But two beings you have not actually called, nor you have turned. Allah, who who is the creator and the facilitator of everything, and the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who, because of whom you actually exist, and who have given the guidance. Because Allah is the originator, the creator, and who would guide you how to spend this or celebrate the occasion, that he was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And हर एक को दावत दी है अपनी खुशी की दावत में, खुशी ने शादी है तो उस पर हर एक कार देखता है, लेकिन रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को किसी ने दावत नहीं दिया। यार आप मैंने से नो 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 वन गिव इट मी द मच एक्चुअली द मेजॉरिटी ऑफ द डोंट गिव अब ये दी देयर आर राइट दिस पीपल देयर आर एक्सेप्शंस एज़ वेल बट देयर आर फ्यू सो यू सेंड कार्ड टू एन इनविटेशन बट यू डोंट सेंड कार्ड ऑफ एन इनविटेशन to Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What will be the invitation to him? It will be the invitation to his Sunnah. But Ya Rasulullah Sallam, Allah has given me this proposal, my wife to be, I am starting a good relationship, and I want to call your Sunnah to be with me so that I can have the barakah and I can actually attain both those of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But that is excluded. That is not in the last cards. And in the last numbers, that's what we are doing. But it's not a good news. It's not good news. Why? Because after all these small calls, ये तो छोटी-छोटी काले आती हैं ना, खुशी आ गई वो भी काल है अल्लाह की तरफ से, याद रखना। नेमत is blessing. Every blessing is a call from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. हर नेमत अल्लाह की तरफ से बुला रही है। Every blessing is that you're calling your soul to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. You get up in the morning, it's a blessing from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Everything is working fine. Alhamdulillah, it's blessing from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And now and then you get occasions of happiness. They are also calls from Allah that come by my servant. Remember the one who has sent you this happy occasion. It will be short-lived, but I want to give you eternal pleasure and eternal enjoyment. Actually, this is the place which I have created for you only. Jannah is not for animals. Is duniya mein to janwar bhi rehte hain, gadhe bhi rehte hain, shayateen bhi rehte hain. Shayateen also live there. Ye to mixture hai, because it is a place of fest. So good and bad. अंबिया भी हैं, नेक लोग भी हैं, बुरे लोग भी हैं, तो यहाँ कोई देखें रह रहे हैं हर चीज, कीड़े मकोड़े समुद्र पे मछलियां काफ़र रह रहे हैं, बट जन्ना इज ओनली फॉर ह्यूमन बीइंग मैन अंडर देम आल्सो फॉर जिन्ना जन्नत जो है वहां वो जानवरों को जाने की जा रहे हैं दे विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड दे विल बी मेड एक्सटिंक्ट उनको फना कर दिया जाएगा जानवरों को लेकिन नहीं आप नहीं आ सकते Malaika, angels, yes, they will be in Jannah. They are in Jannah, but they are to serve you, not actually to enjoy themselves. वो लुत्फ लेने के लिए, मजे लेने के लिए वहाँ जन्नत में नहीं रहा उनको रखा गया वो आपकी खिदमत के लिए पर से इन आप जमादर जनाली रहमत अल्लाह सैद इन वन अफ़ी हदीस नरेट बशीर अबू हुनैर रज़ी अल्लाह तआला नो दैट व्हेन द लीस्ट स्टेटस जन्नत The one who have least status, meaning the lowest jannati, when he will go towards his jannah, before he reaches his palace, he will see a person coming towards him, such beautiful, such illuminated, the likeness of that he has not seen before. So he will really think. He will really think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted me with all these blessings of Jannah. This is the tajalli of na'udhubillah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say, Allahu Akbar to prostrate. And that person will say loudly that beware, don't fall into prostration. I am one of your servants in Jannah. I am not God Almighty, which you do. कि वो अपने खादम को यानी मलाइका वो फरिश्ते वो इतने खूबसूरत इतने नूरानी कि ये इस बंदे को लगेगा कि ये नाउज़ बिल्ला खुदा है ये समझे कि मैं सिजदा करने लगा हूं وہ کہے گا کہ نہ سجدہ نہ کرنا, میں خدا نہیں, میں تو تمہارا خادم ہوں, آئی ایم یور سرونٹ, میں ہی لائی تھی, میں تو آپ کو ویلکم کرنے کے لیے ہوں. Your real servants inside the palace, they are much more glorious than me. And the good news is that now this life has not been ended for you. It's only increase in but pleasure only and enjoyment only. And the good news is, he will say, that you are going to meet the right servants of Allah, not only angels, but the Sahaba is all right for him. Anbiya al-Islam, and Anbiya al-Islam, one by one, more than 100,000 Anbiya al-Islam. If you spend one span of day with someone, more than 100,000 days with that comes. Har Nabi ki sohbat, Har Nabi ki barkat, and then finally, the Messenger of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his blessings. But as brothers, I'm saying that every problem, be it of whichever dimension, whichever field in your life, is a poor back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every blessing is called back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pouring you back. Because people say sometimes, if God guides me, I will be a very good person. If God guides me, well, every morning you wake up, every problem you face, every blessing you face, they are calls, they are reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you've fallen ill, every time you have flu, every time you have a hard time with your spouses, or at time with your brothers, or with your partner, or whoever, this separation, severement is a reminder to you of falling back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yes, that is now your choice to come or back. But my brothers and sisters, and whoever other creation listens as well, that they should know that one time, one final call will come, you will not be able to turn back. Give us more illness, blessing, heart, headache, toothache, headache, other problems, financial problem, not feeling well, boredom. Don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's up to you. You have the will. But one call will come. Ek aaye ki call finally. Who are you? You can't deny that. You can't be irresponsible to that. And that is the call which will come through angel of Israel, angel of death. Who final call? There are millions of calls which come to you before your life. There are millions of calls which will come to you. But by your own will, if you had turned to Allah, Alhamdulillah, that will be a good call as well for you, good news. But that final call one day will knock on your door, angel of death, and say, I have come to you, have to attend. Someone has called you. Now say, I have exam to attend. You will have exam, but now no one is going to listen to you. I have got children to marry. Abhi to meri betiyan hai, maine unki shaadi karni hai. Mera ek beta bhi, uski bhi shaadi karni hai. Yet they know that. They know that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that very well. Mere to business hai, mere to deals hai. I have paid some people. I have take money from some. Mere to wife hai, who will look after her? I have not had enough time to give her comfort. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. I have other things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that, but in Israel will say, you were sent here for one purpose. All these things were only tools of the test for you. They were not your purpose. So it doesn't matter if your children are yet to be married, or your wife will become widow, or your parents will cry, or your wealth will be there undistributed, or something else will happen, or you have not had a good time that you spent with your wife, it doesn't matter. Because all these things were tests for you. You fell for all these wrong things, now any of these things cannot take you back from us. So that final call, before that comes, these small calls, they are. And it's not only to us as previous ummah as well, previous nation, to people like Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a rebellious person. He also had some blessings, but rather very much blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, kingdom. Misra Admi, today actually many people are in rulership state. They are sitting in the offices of rulership. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him respite and small colds, like I'm telling you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him small colds. He fell ill. His son fell ill. That was a cold for him. He called Musa alayhi salam and said, "Oh Musa, my son will die. Please pray for me. Please pray for me." Musa alayhi salam prayed, and again after he had become well, he again actually came to his own senses and said, "I am failed. Why should I listen to you?" That's what we do as well. When dunya is battering us with slippers and with shoes, then they come to the five people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pi saab, mother saab, mauli saab, biwi ni baat samjh rahi, karobar nahi chal raha, bacche ni baat samjh rahe, sehat theek nahi, I'm not feeling well. People are not actually loving me, I have not that so much respect, etc., etc. When the world throws you away, like a squeezed orange, it has taken the real substance from you, then people do come for us. Or they come from the righteous people. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. And when they pray for them, Allah says, Allah says, Allah listens and their problem is removed. They fly like eagles at the end. But really, they don't deserve to call eagles. And my Zuban, they call them eagles. وہ ایک دن آتے ہیں جب ان کا معاملہ اپنا ہوتا ہے فصلی بٹیرے بھاگ جاتے ہیں. They are not people who are acting on the pattern of Pharaoh. When he has a problem, he says, "Come, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, come, please pray for me. You are the messenger of Allah. You are right, nice person." Allah Azza wa Jal gave him another chance. He sent the punishment of blood. Everything, every juice, every water, milk, even the milk from cows, it turned into blood. All Pharaoh's army and his people, they will only see blood. No water to drink. Even they go to Nile, it's blood. When Bani Israel will drink, when the people of Musa al-Islam will drink, it is water. When they will drink, it is blood. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept righteous people here. They live here, the bad, evil ones here. When the evil one, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish someone, even you are having all the means of enjoyment. You have the beautiful girl with you, or the girl has the beautiful man with her. You have all means of enjoyment, but still enjoyment and tranquility and peace will not come.